Obviously, you've been up close to these horses. Mm-hmm. I know you like the sport of it. Do you like horses, their personality, and talk to
I
us
do.
A little bit about
I
that?
I do, yeah. I like the challenge of horse racing. You're competing against every other owner. And that's the addiction I have to horse racing. I'm now at my age of 75 going to start trying to lessen my number of horses and try to eventually phase out of the business because I'm getting older now. And I bought my very first racehorse when I became CEO of the foundation when I saw what I was getting into. And that was 1983. So my idea is to phase out of the business. But I like horses very much. They're all different. Some of them will bite you. I'll go up and pet or feed, and you have to be very careful when you're feeding them. And they will relate to my wife and not relate to me necessarily. But I'll go up to a stall, like with St. Liam. I could go up and talk to him just sort of like baby talk. Are you going to win today? And he'd raise his head up and down, because I'd be raising my head up and down. And he would react. He was a very intelligent animal. He'd get out on the racetrack, and he'd just stop once he got out there for a workout and see all the other horses, how they were working out. And probably saying to himself, I think I can beat that guy. And then he'd go out and do his workout for that day, a half mile or three quarters of a mile or whatever. So there is horse sense, I think. And they certainly know one individual from another.
I was wondering about that. Would St. Liam know you?
Yes. Yes. Before the tragic accident where he slipped and fell and broke his femur in 20 places, being taken from the stallion barn down to his paddock barn, he was so anxious to race another horse in the paddock. These horses are raced by themselves along the fences of these very, very large paddocks. My wife and I were there, and we were feeding him. They particularly liked peppermints. We were feeding him peppermints and having a nice time with him. And we were there for a little while, and all of a sudden we back up. And he turns completely around, and the groom there with him, he says, why he's facing that way is that's the stud barn right down there. That's where they go down and mate with the female horses. So he can smell the female horses down there, and he wants to go down there.
Yeah. It must be a thrill to own a horse and be in the thick of a race like the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Or the Breeders' Cup. I mean, that's going to be a rush.
It is unto itself. I don't know why we turned down running in last year's Derby. I mean, we had one race after his injury, Charitable Man. He didn't race well. I think we came in fourth. And we overthought the situation. You can do that in business of any kind, overthink the situation. Football teams can maybe do this too, I think. But we raced him in the Belmont. We got in the stretch drive. We were really starting to make our move. And another horse came out and bashed us where we had to pull up. And we staggered home fourth. And they should have taken that horse down. The steward should have. But the owners of that horse are one of two of the most wealthy people in the business. And they put a lot of money in the business. And I think they had paid like $7 million for this horse. So they didn't take him down, which they should have. But he actually, everybody says, you could see it. He bashed us where our jockey had to pull up and get out of competition. We were lucky to finish fourth. In the Belmont. So we kept him for the Belmont, and our strategy wasn't good. We should have run in the Derby. We would have done better. Maybe not have won it, but I know Calvin would have done well.
And here we are, 2009. Do you have in the coming 2010 horses that will be running?
We hope. We've got one by the name of Desert Lord that I've got a great deal of hope for. I've had a little more luck lately with fillies than with colts. I've always bought colts, but then in the past 4 years or so, I've bought a filly or two, and they've turned out to be excellent winners for me. They've won a grade two race. Races are graded. The top of the races are grade one. Then you have grade two, grade three, and then you have a stakes race. These are also called stakes race, the grade one. But that's just simply called stake race. Then you go down to allowance race, and then you go down to maiden races, and then you go down to claiming races. So these fillies that I've had have won grade two races, or they've won grade one races. I've kept two of them for breeding purposes. I don't know how long I'll keep them, but it's a different business altogether, breeding than racing.
You enjoy being in the barns and being around and having the boots on? And
oh, I do, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And my family does, too.
Do others in the family, have they caught the spirit for horse racing?
Yes, very much so, yeah.
So you passed it on maybe to some younger generation.
Yeah, and I just hope they don't go into it, because it's... It can get pretty tough if you don't have one horse that carries the barn. I've been fortunate, like Charitable Man or Dennis of Cork or St. Lim have carried the other horses. So I haven't made a great deal of money out of it. I haven't lost a great deal of money out of it. But it's very tough to get to the top in view of the competition today. We have people in the business like Kendall Jackson Wines, very big in the business. The Irish are very big in the business. People by the name of John Magnier and Tabor and Derek Smith, they can spend a lot of money. Up until the current times, the sheikhs from Dubai might buy a yearling for $15 million. I mean, it just blows your mind. Once you know, if you're in the auction place and you know they're bidding against you, you just drop out because they can buy the horse.
You are involved in buying at an auction?
At auction, we go back to Lexington, Kentucky, generally.
So then you have to have an eye for that horse.
Well, I have to get a bloodstock agent, a fellow that has raised horses, knows all about the muscles of horses, can look at their shoulders, can look at their hips, can see how they walk in a straight line, or do they toe out, or what's the length of their stride. Then I also bring in another service to analyze their hearts, the size of their heart, so that when they're pushing blood through in that stretch drive, do they have the heart that can handle that much flow of blood? So there's a great deal of analysis to pick out one of these. Then you've got to be pretty savvy in the bidding on them. You definitely want to have a bloodstock agent recommend certain horses to you, and then you go out and decide which ones you want to bid on.
I think the horses are of the most beautiful animals.
They are most graceful. They really are. To see one in stride is a thing of beauty.
It is.